similar, I guess.
This basically is about representation, right? What I am hearing is whether it is near downtown, ward residents, or people who live in the neighborhoods, is there are certain values and things that Ann Arbor residents cherish. And they like the small town. They like the fact that it is small enough to know the neighbors, walk to downtown. So the problem right now is, it's not so much as downtown residents versus neighborhood residents, it's people just questioning, do we want to give up this historic character and the charming attributes that we like about Ann Arbor and why we decided to live in Ann Arbor? Are we ready to give that up? So this is across the board, I'm hearing. It's really come to that point where people are questioning what direction should we take.
Thank you. Tom.
Okay, so in regards to representation of that slice of the pie from downtown in the communities, as many have said and will say, a lot of communities feel that downtown gets a lot of the attention first. They may get their snowplow first. I'll talk to some people who own businesses over on Plymouth, and they feel the same way as well. So it's ensuring that these basic services are met in the communities as well, not just in one particular area. I also hear the same sentiments from the west side of the ward, so the area over by Skyline, where they feel that they are not always heard, and just kind of, you know, they know they're part of the first ward, but sometimes they feel that their representation isn't always as strong. So my plan is to, and as I said, continue to meet with any constituent. If you want to give me a call, you want to set up a meeting, I'll always be at Versus Barbershop getting my haircut every 2 weeks, and also go to anywhere in the community that you want me to go to. So that's why I plan to bridge the gap between the downtown and the community, ensuring their services are being met as well to their standards.
Thank you.